Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. I have one of my favorite guests with me today, Claudia McNeely. She's going to help us find out more information about the soul retrieval work she does and, you know, how important this heart and soul healing is to our daily lives and how we can benefit from it. Claudia has been one of my favorite guests, and she's a multi-talented woman and has talked about many topics on the show. And for those of you who are not familiar with Claudia's work, she is a professional clairvoyant, she's a medical intuitive, she's an animal communicator, she is a shaman, and she has many services and offerings with daily energy reports, and she does these long-distance healing sessions, which are just absolutely amazing, and it's based on soul retrieval, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Claudia, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christina. I'm glad to be here again.
Okay, so why don't you tell people a little bit about what soul retrieval is? And a lot of us are into all of this different healing modalities, but this is a topic that people are starting to want to know more about. So could you give us a little background about it?
I first learned about soul retrieval through the Native American traditions. A lot of the indigenous peoples around the world have practiced soul retrieval, and my learning came through the Native Americans. And their belief is that anytime we have a trauma in our life, we lose a piece of our soul. And for a two-year-old, that can be mom saying, no, you can't have a cookie. And they wanted that cookie so bad that they lose a piece of their soul. Or, you know, you can't have a toy that you want. Lose a piece of the soul. Another kid could call them a name, and they lose a piece of their soul. So imagine if you can lose pieces of soul at times like that. Think about children who are abused, people who have been in accidents, things like that. We lose pieces of our souls very easily. So by the time usually we get to be adults, we don't have very many pieces of the soul left. I mean, we've lost a lot. So we don't feel like we're whole. We don't feel complete. We feel like something's missing, depression. You know, things like that are all signs that you could have a soul loss, which I have not found anybody that didn't have soul loss.
Well, that makes sense. You know, if you can, if it can happen so easily over little disappointments, like the cookie example, because I think a lot of us think of, well, I didn't have severe trauma in my childhood. I'm fine.
Right.
But, you know, what would you say to those people?
You may not have had severe trauma that you know of. Your parents fighting can cause you to lose a piece of your soul. You know, there's all different ways. Getting a shot at the doctor, you know, that can cause soul loss. When I did the soul retrieval on my daughter was very critically ill her whole life. So when I did her soul retrieval, she lost pieces of her soul while I was pregnant with her. And I found that with clients, too. They lose a lot of pieces, sometimes the moment they're incarnated, the moment they of conception, they will lose pieces of their soul.
So do you, you know, a lot of us now with scientific research and more esoteric knowledge coming into the mainstream, a lot of us do believe that the existence of past lives. Do you bring that in from other lifetimes?
Oh, definitely, yes. There can be, there pieces of soul can get lost in other lifetimes and not be able to get back to you when you decide to incarnate again. I have, especially, you know, because we've all had lifetimes being anything and everything. So there's been lots of lifetimes with my clients where we go back and their soul was captured by a magician and was being held in an object, and I would have to release the soul pieces that had been captured. Old boyfriends can hold pieces of our soul and refuse to give it back. Our parents could hold pieces of our soul and refuse to give it back. Things like that.
Wow. Sometimes talking to you feels like a sci-fi thriller, Claudia.
Thank you.
So I was just thinking, because my kids love that Once Upon a Time show.
I
know it's on the, you know, program of the Programming Powers That Be network. But
that's okay.
And it was showing how they were capturing someone in a urn or something. Uh-huh. And I was just seeing, like, your pieces of soul, but that kind of makes sense, actually.
It does happen. Back on Atlantis, we used to capture pieces of people's soul in crystals.
You mean some of the crystals on my desk could have some of people's soul
they
shards?
Could. Yeah. Yeah, they could.
Should we free those crystals, Claudia?
Sure, I'll do that.
I'm going to have to call you outside of the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can.
That's crazy, actually. Mm-hmm. So tell me more. I'm sure I'm completely intrigued now, and I'm sure everybody listening is as well. So people can do, like, rituals or ceremonies in past lives because of whatever their belief system was for their religion at the time or their spiritual beliefs, and that can trap pieces of your soul? Is that...
Yes, it can. It can. And, you know, when I do soul retrieval with people, and I don't know of anybody else that does it this way, I actually go back into past lives to return soul pieces.
Well, I'll tell you, I like that because, you know, I do believe of the past life theory. And mm-hmm. I look at doing soul retrieval with you, you kind of get more bang for your buck because...
Thank you.
I mean, think about it. If you're going to do it, why just focus on this lifetime? I mean, who knows what...
Most people who do soul retrieval do it in the Native American way. And the Native American way of doing it, the shaman goes into meditation and they go into the netherworld and they may collect one or two pieces of soul. Mm-hmm. And bring it back, but at that rate, you never get all your pieces back. When I had my soul retrieval done, it's been probably about 30 years ago, the girl who did it, actually, one person grabbed one arm and one person grabbed the other, and they literally pulled soul pieces back in with whatever technique they were using like that. It was extremely traumatic for me. All the pieces came back from this lifetime. But it was extremely traumatic, and I was in bed for a month, could not do anything. It was a very traumatic experience. So I told myself, you know, I told my angels, I said, look, there has to be a way to do this so that people can get all of their soul pieces back but not end up in trauma like I am now. And they gave me the technique that I now use for soul retrieval. And it's a very gentle technique. They assist me with it. Usually when somebody makes an appointment with me, the angels start working with them immediately. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten an email going, have you already started working on me? I'm feeling so great. And that's before we even work together. So the angels go to work immediately collecting soul pieces.
That is so amazing because I've had some of this work done from you and I've felt... Like, I had this huge healing session, and we did it over the phone. And it wasn't like it was a big, you know, you didn't go, like, I wasn't physically in the same room with you. And it felt so good. And it's hard to explain, though. I did feel tired afterwards, like, a good tired, like, something changed in me, and I just wanted to... take a nap and have a cup of tea or something, you know, it's just like that was a warm feeling that I had after the sessions with you. So when you do it, I like the fact you're conscientious that you're not going to put people in a healing crisis for a month or, you know.
Well, that's not necessary. And that's what I like. I've had one person say that they went into a healing crisis. Most people just get, like you, a little bit tired. They want to take a nap. Most of the reports I get back are really, really positive. I have, like I said, one person told me that they felt like they had a healing crisis afterwards.
So what are some crazy things you've seen doing this work? Like,
well, none of it's crazy to me.
Okay, which might be crazy to people not doing this work and not too familiar with it. Like, or what are some, you know, interesting things maybe that you've seen?
A lot of, you know, like I said, pieces being stolen and kept in crystals and stuff, that's always interesting. Getting, you know, I'll get a vision of, you know, lifetimes that they had in the past, maybe witchcraft where they had spells against them. And that's something else I do is I break those past life spells. Because we, you know, people did that back in you know, well, they still do it. They're, you know, doing psychic attacks and spells and stuff against each other. So that's, you know, that will pop up if that needs to be worked on. I may see, you know, an Egyptian lifetime where something happened. I'll see them as slaves. You know, it's just everybody is different. No two sessions are ever the same.
So what about, I always wondered, you know, if you're taking wedding vows, is that kind of like a spell too? Or
I don't think that's a spell.
Not
that's
a spell, but, you know, think how many wedding vows have people taken over who knows how many lifetimes? Like, would you lose a piece of your soul that way?
You could. You know, I see a marriage vow more as a contract. I think the things that cause the most trouble is when somebody makes the vow of, I'm never going to love somebody like that again. Or, I'll never love anybody but you. That's a big one. I'll never love anybody but you. And so in this lifetime, you meet this person, and you're just so madly in love with them, and you're doing all these stupid things, and they don't care about you, you know, and but you've made that vow, I'm never going to love anybody but you. So that's what you're living out. And so, you know, breaking vows is another part of the healing.
That's really interesting because, you know, if you did have many different lifetimes and you were in different religions and different belief systems, that all seems like it would add up too.
It does. It does.
So what would you tell people?
Some people, we still feel like, because, you know, especially the Christian religion, you need to be punished. And I think there was a religion that actually flogged themselves and things. That belief system will carry through every lifetime and still be affecting you today.
Well, and I wonder how many of us took vows of poverty. And
yes.
You know.
Yeah, many of us did. And lots of times, too, you know, like if our money was stolen in another lifetime, if we were wealthy and we lost our money, maybe our family died because we had money or whatever, then we won't allow ourselves to have money in this lifetime.
You know, it just popped into my head is when you're talking about that. You know, and they say never, I never want money again. And then this lifetime, you're like, why can't I make any money?
Exactly. And many times it's because you made an agreement at some point not to. There's also, you know, I've worked with some people that great grandfather made a deal and made a vow or a promise or whatever. And that has carried on through all the generations, all the way down to this lifetime.
That's something that really interests me, actually, because I'm glad you brought that up. You know, what family lineage curses or soul agreements or contracts or whatever vows have been passed down that we're inheriting now and we don't want?
That happens a lot. It happens a lot.
And so can you clear that in the soul retrieval work that you do?
Yes, if it comes up, you know, I work with what comes up, what you know, what we're being told needs to be worked on. And if it comes up, yes, I clear it.
Do people ever come to you, Claudia, that say, you know, I just really want to work on the love issue but you see something totally different that comes up?
Lots of times what we think is a love issue is usually something different, and so everything is kind of combines to heal everything. Usually in the soul retrieval, when I'd return, the first thing I do is I return the soul pieces, and then we work on issues that the soul pieces brought back. And most of the time, after I finish with that and I ask the people, what would you like to work on? They tell me, you just worked on everything I had in mind. So it comes up without them even having to tell me what it is.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like everybody has that one thing.
Right.
You know, it's like for me, you know, it was always really easy to have a good love relationship. You know, that was not a struggle for me. I don't know if it was my mindset or what, but that wasn't a struggle for me. And then I'll have a friend who's like, geez, you know, I can't believe I can never be in a good love relationship. And that's mm-hmm. that one thing. Or someone else might say, geez, you know, I'm really good at making money but I just don't have friendships, or I have all these wonderful friends, but I can't make any money.
Right.
And so is that because there's pieces of our soul? What is that connection?
Mm-hmm. That does have an effect. Some of it, though, is just lessons, because life is all about lessons. We are here to learn and to grow. And so life is all about lessons. And so if we're having problems with money in this lifetime, it's partially because our soul chose that as a major focus for this lifetime to learn from. So a lot of it is just that we chose to have that experience and work through it.
What about, since we're kind of talking about past lives right now, what about people, you know, when you watch these historically based movies, okay, and you see how brutal human history has been on mm-hmm. this earth mm-hmm. of, you know, whatever era it was, the Egyptian era, the medieval era, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
The Dark Ages, whatever. So much brutal killing, and people were mm-hmm. so brutal in their families to each other. You know, and I'm not saying that that's not happening now, but it's not as bad now. A lot of us have evolved to a higher state of consciousness.
Right.
How does that affect our soul?
Well, you would have lost soul pieces during that period. And we have to remember, too, that happened because of the consciousness of the people in that time period. It was a group consciousness where they agreed to learn that lesson as a group. And if, you know, like with the German concentration camps, that was one thing that we worked on in a class that I went to once. And half the people in the room were on one side during that lifetime, and the other half of the people in that room were on the other side during that lifetime. And we had been working on those same dynamics on many lifetimes, and then in this lifetime, we had all come together to heal it. So it will affect throughout history.
That's really interesting, because, you know, when you're talking about that's what the group soul contracts were, you mm-hmm. know, to experience maybe the brutality of the Dark Ages, let's just say.
Right.
Now, what I wonder is, you know, all these healers, and I know a ton of them all over the world, through the work I do, uh-huh. you know, they're not getting burnt at the stake this lifetime, but a lot of them don't have any money.
Right.
It's like maybe they traded in the lesson of being killed to now.
That could be it. Also, back in the old days, the healers of the tribes, because most of it was tribes, were well taken care of. You know, they had a place to live provided for them. They had their food provided. They had everything they needed was provided for them. When somebody went to a healer, they took a gift with them to pay the healer with. They didn't just, you know, expect it for free. And now that same mentality of we shouldn't have to pay is still there, but not the I need to bring a gift to you. I need to provide for you. That's not there anymore. So as a healer, we expect to be taken care of because we always were. And that's not the reality anymore.
Wow.
And then there's the vows of poverty that we've all taken. You know, everybody says, well, this is a gift from God. You shouldn't charge money for it. Well, you know, I had to train a lot to learn this. I spent a lot of money on classes and books and, you know, different things to learn. And I have bills to pay, too. So, you know, reality is we live in this world and we have to have money.
That's interesting because you always think, and I've always heard from other people, oh, well, the healer needs to be able to receive money for the work they do, and they have a poverty consciousness or whatever. But you never nobody ever talks about, you're the first one I've ever heard talk about, you know, the mindset of the person going to get healed is, well, you should be providing this because of an old past life program.
Right.
That's what was done for eons. The healer
right.
provided it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So who typically comes to you for these soul healings? Is it just everyone, children, male, female?
I have worked with children. I have worked with animals. I have worked with men. I've worked with women. I've worked with all ages. My very favorite is young people, 20-year-olds. Because, you know, it's so great to see somebody of that age wanting to heal and wanting to be something great coming forward. So I really enjoy that age group. But I work with anybody and everybody, like I said, even animals.
Well, I want to find out more about this. You have me intrigued completely. And I thought I knew a lot about this topic, but you're teaching me a lot. So when we come back, we're going to speak more with Claudia McNeely. If you want to find out more information about Claudia, her website is askclaudia.com, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as I am. Claudia, you were talking about you do soul retrieval for animals. I'm really interested in this. Do people come to you with a pet that's upset or acting up? Or what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would they come to you with their animal?
Yeah, I've worked with animals that didn't like the new partner that the person was with. I've worked with animals that were sick. You know, just anything that a human would need care for, the animals need too.
I bet that's what my schnauzer needs. She terrorizes every groomer we've ever taken her to. I swear she's on the Petco terror watch list. They won't let her come. And so I don't know what it is, but we have to book another session, Claudia.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it. There was one dog that I worked with. I went to visit this lady, and I thought it was a Doberman, and it was a Rhodesian Ridgeback, but it was so skinny that its stomach was, you know how that Doberman stomach goes in real far. That's what that dog looked like. And she said it wouldn't eat. She could not get him to eat. And so I worked with him, and it was some past life stuff where he had starved to death in another lifetime. and he felt like he didn't deserve to eat in this lifetime. And he started eating again, and he started putting on weight.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. I enjoy working with the animals. That's a lot of fun because they're so pure, you know. But, like, you know, they even have, you know, have flock stuff that I deal with. They're, you know, they have the same things that humans do.
You know, you forget about that.
We don't talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how soul retrieval can help people. A lot of people have toxic relatives or coworkers or a toxic neighbor. And, you know, is there any kind of link on doing the soul retrieval and how to handle these situations? And in your, you know, we talked a lot about past life stuff, but let's talk about present time stuff.
Well, even in this lifetime, we lose pieces. You know, if we have a really toxic coworker that we're working with, we're going to lose pieces of our soul if they're really nasty to us. You know, and definitely in families. You know, we choose to incarnate with the people that we, and you know, the birth family, because those people can most help us learn the lessons we've come into this lifetime to learn. That's a really hard one to get your mind around sometimes. Before we're born, all of those souls sit down and they, and you know, you'll say, okay, I want to learn about self-love in this lifetime and to honor myself. So your parents will go, okay, I love you so much that I'm going to come into your life and I'm going to play a real asshole. And I'm going to really treat you bad so that you can learn to stand up and say, I love myself and I don't care what you say. So, you know, we incarnate and we're victims. Oh, my mom's treating me so bad. Oh, this and that and the other. But they're only doing what we hired them to do. And once we learn what we came in to learn, all of that will change. And once we learned what we need to learn with those people, we don't necessarily need to be with them anymore. They're only there to help us learn. And then once we've learned and once we've grown, then we can go find our spiritual family, those people who love us no matter what and really support us and nurture us.
So I'm so glad you're talking about this because I know you have a lot of experience working with people through these issues.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just use the parent situation as an example because a lot of people have had rough childhoods, okay?
Right.
And now through 20 years of self-help, soul retrieval, and, you know, spiritual and personal growth classes, the son who was abused by his mother, right, is mm-hmm. now at that place of awareness that, okay, I came into this life, I'm learning my lesson, I love myself now, I can stand up for myself, and this son is aware that this parent has played a role, okay? But maybe the parent's awareness is not that evolved, and they keep
that doesn't matter
playing the perpetrator role.
As long as that person is playing the role of perpetrator, you still have things to learn. Everything's about us. It's not about that other person. If there's somebody doing that to us, it's because we still haven't learned what we need to learn. And sometimes that last thing we need to learn is to walk away.
So I think because a lot of people feel guilty walking away. Like that's a bad thing.
And as long as you feel guilty, you still have an emotional involvement with that person that's not healed. When you have totally healed all of your issues with that person, there will be no, I mean, there will be an emotion of love when you're around them, but when they act up, there will be no emotion to it. It'll be like watching a stranger act up, and you just got to, you know, you just kind of think, well, wow, that's interesting that they think that, but I don't think that, so it doesn't affect me. You know, it'll be that kind of a thing. It won't be any emotion in it other than love. That makes sense?
Yeah, but the question I have is it loving yourself enough to not be in a situation with that person?
sometimes it takes just walking away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family, I pretty much had to do that with. And the when they do show up, I'm you know, we react and we talk and everything, but there's no negative emotions involved in my interactions with them anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like you're just
once
a neutral.
Once you healed it, exactly. You're very neutral when you're around them. As long as there's emotions there, then there's still something that needs to be healed. But when you can pull yourself into that neutral space or just being, you know, unconditionally loving, then you've healed everything that you need to heal.
So let's say there's a family dynamic that a lot of the people that are into the stuff that we are talking about is not mainstream, right? And so a lot of people that are interested in these type of topics or have a belief system, hey, there's, you know, I think it's possible to have a past life, and I think it's possible to talk to your spirit guides and your angels, and they come from a family, let's say, that says they're evil for thinking this way because it doesn't follow along their religious programming or belief system, okay? And now they have to go to Thanksgiving dinner, or they have to go to Christmas dinner, they have to go to a wedding with these people.
Okay, do you notice what you just said? They have to go.
They don't have to go.
We don't have to do anything that we don't want to do. And that's where the issue is. When you think you have to go, you've already got issues started right there. If you're not going because you love these people and want to spend time with them, there's issues there that need to be healed. And it's going to, and that's, you know, when we get around family, it's going to stir up issues. Holidays are really, really hard on people. It is not a good thing for families at all. The holidays are really rough, very, very rough.
I think
but
it's
we
a cons-
don't, the thing is, we don't have to be with those people. We can be with people that make us feel good, instead of going out of guilt and thinking we have to be there.
Well, more people need to be like, teach life skills like what you're doing, because I think so many times you know, I think it's a conspiracy sometimes with these movies, you know, and they have these humongous, fun, perfect families, and then everybody thinks they're wrong because their family's a disaster area.
But that's not reality. That's, you know, and everything, like I said, everything is about learning lessons, and that's what we're here for.
So if you're having anxiety about the holidays, you can always call Claudia for a session.
Exactly, because, you know, we can, doing the soul retrieval, for one thing, the soul retrieval will bring back your personal power. One of the things that I will see many times working with a client is energies coming into their back, and that, to me, that is your backbone. And I'll see that person just kind of straighten up and stand up straighter and taller. And that gives you back a lot of your personal power so that you can stand up for what's best for you. And then I can give tools to the person so that when they are at home and mom starts doing things, they can think about it and use one of these tools and not react to mom. Because that's what you've got to learn to do, is not react.
Yes, because that feeds them, right?
Exactly. And that, when you learn, see, that's part of what you need to learn. That's part of the lesson, is learning not to react.
So let's say you're at a function. You know, this is really helpful for me and also for others, I'm sure, Claudia, to look at this from a different perspective. So let's say you're at a function and someone belittles you, throws a cheap shot on purpose, okay? To embarrass you in front of everybody, and you know those type of people, we've all known them. And just by being neutral and in a space of non-reaction can diffuse it.
Well, of course, because if you don't react to it, then what are they going to do? We get into these games with people. I wish I could remember the book that I read that had this in it. It had something to do with divorce, and this was a long time ago. But we get in these games with people, and like the man will come home and he'll say this, and the woman says that, and pretty soon they're at each other's throat. And it's the same every day. So we have these games we play. We have to break the game. We have to change the game. When we don't react the way they think we're going to react, and the way we've always reacted, then they don't know what role to play. They don't know what they're supposed to do next. So you change the game. If you always get upset when they say it, laugh at them. Yeah, you're right. Ha ha ha. You know, don't. Laughter is the best medicine. And laughing at things will really, it does help. It really does help to laugh at things. Or you can just think to yourself, okay, take a deep breath. Taking a deep breath brings you immediately back into now. Take a deep breath, bring yourself back into now, back into center, and then think to yourself, that's very interesting. I don't have to respond to this. And just keep yourself calm.
So do you have anything that you help your clients with? Let's say they're going into a situation where they know there could be that scenario we just talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there anything that they can do for preparation before they go to a little bit more strong?
I have a lot of free healing techniques. I have a lot of free healing techniques on my website. And I highly recommend those techniques. And I would recommend one of them is called the energetic clearing technique. It's a technique I've been working on for a lot of years, and I think I finally have it perfected. But it is wonderful for releasing things. That, you know, doing that before you go in will help. I know a lot of people get relief from tapping. That doesn't work on me, but for people that it does work on, you can do tapping before you go in. Taking a deep breath and keeping yourself centered, that's very important.
Well, you know, what I found sometimes, and I don't know, you know, I just did it intuitively, Claudia, sometimes I'll wear a piece of jewelry or something just to remind me, like, this, you know, just a little reminder, I'm wearing my moonstone, and all is well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that will help. You know, hematite is really good to keep you grounded. Rose quartz for self-love. I would definitely recommend those too. Now, rainbow moonstone would be for protection, so that would be a really good one. Anything that you feel comfortable with will really be a good thing to use.
Well, what about, you talked a little bit about self-love, and I know that that's something you work a lot with your clients on. Can you share with us a little insight on your perspective of working with people on that issue?
The most important thing we need to learn is to love ourselves. The only person we can count on to be with us from the day we're born until the day we die is us. And if we don't love ourselves, who's going to, you know? And other people can only love us to the point that we love ourselves, because we won't accept anything other more than what we love ourselves. If you don't love yourselves, then when other people try to love you, you're not going to be able to accept it. So loving ourselves is the most important thing we can learn to do. It's hard. I'm not going to say it's easy, because it's not. It is a hard thing to learn, especially in our society, because we're taught not to love ourselves. We're taught loving ourselves is selfish, but it's not. It's, if we don't love ourselves, we don't have anything to give to other people. So we have to love us first. So it's really, you know, there's a lot of techniques. There's a lot of books written on that. You know, looking at yourself in the mirror, look in your eyes and just say, I love you. I love you. I love you, and keep saying that until you believe it.
Well, I think that's so important, because when, you know, I've been on a journey of self-discovery through my lifetime, just as many of us have, right? And, you know, when you start loving yourself enough not to put yourself in toxic situations instead of going out of obligation or guilt.
Right.
Or loving yourself enough to not give your power away.
Exactly.
Now, what are some things that we can do so we're not giving bits of our soul away, so we have to keep coming to you for retrieval?
No, really,
I'm just
not
joking with you, Claudia.
No,
but what are some things?
There's really not a whole lot we can do not to do it. When our child is sick, we're going to give that child a piece of our soul. Our parents are sick, we're going to give our parents a piece of our soul. It's normal to have loss. So what I usually recommend is, like, every 3-4 months, whenever you start feeling like something's not quite right, come back, have a quick session, and then go on for the next 3 or 4 months.
Oh, like a tune-up, kind of.
Right, like have a tune-up, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense because, you know, it's the same thing. We get our teeth cleaned. We clean out our closets.
Exactly.
We do a cleanse for our body, you know, and this is a lot of times we ignore our energy bodies.
Exactly. And the one thing that I've noticed, people want one time to fix everything. It doesn't work that way, you know. It didn't take one time to get us here. Yes, one session can make a tremendous difference in a person's life. But when we do more than one session, we go to such deeper levels and we get to such deeper healing. And it really makes a difference when we, you know, work on things until we can get them to a point that we can handle them ourselves.
Well, what I like is it's another way that if, you know, I'm feeling stuck, you know, I can, and in my life, it's like, oh, might be time for a little soul retrieval work,
exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really made a difference. I've noticed a difference, and, you know, not all work that I've done with people over the years, I've done a lot of work. Not everything works, you know.
Right.
You try a few things here, you try a few things there, you get a good massage that relaxes you from this person, you go to a different therapist and it was not relaxing or better,
right.
You know. And so I encourage people to give it a try if it sounds like it's something that can benefit, because you were so loving and conscious of... You are really in a state of neutrality, and a lot of healers don't stay in that place.
Right.
And you are very conscious of many different things that I was experiencing during my session, and I really appreciated that. So
thank you. I think I've had people try to see if they could shock me, and nothing anybody says. I don't respond to any of it because I have to be neutral. That's the. The thing about being a healer, Carolyn Mace said this the other day, and it really made sense to me. A good healer is going to be in the now, always in the now. And you can't get upset about things. You have to be in that very neutral spot to be able to help. I can't help a person if they tell me, you know, start talking to me about something, you know, sexual abuse when they were a child or something that they didn't feel bad about, you know, but everybody says you're supposed to feel bad about it. And I'm very neutral and go, well, you know, if you didn't feel bad about it, that's okay. And it helps them to be able to heal because somebody finally told them it's okay to be where they are instead of saying, well, you should feel bad, you know.
Well,
it's
I noticed
okay either way.
I noticed when we were doing the work, and I really appreciated it, that you focused on my issues. And I can't tell you how many times I've had a reading or a healing session with a healer, and they start telling me their whole life story during my session. And I'm like, okay, how do I redirect this? Like, I don't...
Going to have something to do with what's going on with the person, I will tell a quick story from my life just to give a example. But I try not to pull my own stuff into another person's healing. I'm there to heal them, not myself.
Well, I noticed it was totally like night and day with you compared to a lot of healers. So you were really in that space of the healer, and that
Thank
was
you.
Very appreciated by me. So we have a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Claudia McNeely, and her website is askclaudia.com.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back. So, Claudia, we've just been having a lot of fun talking about some serious issues, though. And can you, you know, in this last segment of our show, can you bring up some things that you think the audience would really benefit from about the soul retrieval and the heart and soul healing work that you do?
It's just such a multi-level experience. I work on a lot of different levels, a lot of different realities when I work with my clients. And it's just, like I said, every session is different. Whatever that client needs at that moment is what's done. I have 50 gazillion different techniques that I can draw from to work with clients. I've been studying this for 30 years. I know a lot of different healing techniques. So, there's so many different things I can do with a person, and every session is going to be different. Even from day to day, you may work with me today and we do one thing, next week it's going to be totally different. It's never the same. So it's designed for each particular person. You're going to get exactly what you need. It's not a cookie cutter thing where everybody gets the same thing. You're going to get exactly what you need for where you are to heal what's going on with you. So that's real important. That's real necessary for people.
Well, I did like how it was customized. You know, there's
right.
A lot of times that you'll go for a session and you're sitting there receiving the session. It's not that you're not grateful for the healer, but you're like, this isn't really applicable to why I came or what I was at, you know, what right. I thought this would be. This seems more like a general thing.
Exactly.
And yours is very custom. It was right on the money, too.
You know, every once in a while, an issue will come up, and the person will say, well, you know, I don't really feel that way. Well, somewhere, on some level, you do, so let's heal this real quick, and then we'll go on to other things.
Yeah, I think I did hurt
no
you.
There's no dwelling on that. Yeah. there's no dwelling on that, you know.
I think I did argue with you in, like, maybe the first or second session.
I don't remember.
But then, like, by the third session, I was like, oh, that's what she's talking about.
Sometimes we don't want to know things, and so we'll shut, you know, I'll say something to somebody, and they don't want to hear it, so they'll shut it out. That happens a lot. There's also times my phone will suddenly hang up when I'm telling somebody something they don't want to hear, you know, so.
Does their energy disconnect you?
No, yeah, their energy will disconnect it, yeah,
because okay, they don't want to hear it. I know we don't have a lot of time to go into this, and this could be a whole nother show, which I'm sure we'll do in the future, because we have all kinds of things to talk about. But have you ever had entities interfere
with that?
Oh, and can you tell us a few minutes about that? That's interesting to me.
I have had times where, you know, the client and I, we would set up an appointment. I would write it down on my calendar wrong. And, we just never could seem to connect. And when that happens once or twice, I realize something's going on here. So I've had to clear the energy and get rid of entities before we can even work together. I've had that happen several times.
What about, I've heard people talk about this before, like if you made a deal with a dark entity in a past life, and then you're in this life and you're like, no, I want to undo that situation. I don't want to be connected with that entity. Do you ever come across that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I clear a lot of that kind of stuff.
So that intrigues me, because I can't imagine, like, just you know, going to the grocery store, coming home, hanging out with the family, going to bed. Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to make a deal with an entity. I mean, what the heck is that?
It's not always done on a conscious level.
Oh.
Usually it's done subconsciously where we don't even realize we did it. You know, how many times have you said, I will do anything for this to happen?
I don't think I've done that this lifetime, but I could see...
I would do anything if my mom got well.
Oh, yeah. And then that would be...
You know, that opened you up right there, and you don't know, on a subconscious level, you may have agreed to something. Yeah, we don't usually consciously do it. It's usually on a subconscious level, on a soul level. Sometimes our soul agrees to things because we need to learn. We need it so that we can learn. You know, in this lifetime, I was very badly attacked. This was when I was first getting into all this. You know, we're taught, oh, put a bubble of light around yourself. That's all you need. No, you know, if you don't believe in psychic attack, it won't happen. Well, I got psychically attacked by three different groups. One was a group of voodoo people. One was a group of Satanists and a group of vampires. And they literally tried to kill me. And did cause me to have a miscarriage. And that, you know, I learned a lot from that, but that was something I needed to experience so that I could learn the protection that I needed to learn so that I can teach other people how to protect themselves. Some, you know, things are necessary sometimes to happen the way they do so that we can learn the things we need to learn and move past it.
Well, and, you know, you can get sick from people's energy, and and like you gave us a very extreme, tragic example of your miscarriage, and you know, can you gain weight from psychic attack, or are you subconsciously
anything
padding your body, or what?
No, not necessarily. Anything that can be done, I can use the energy that I send out to heal, or I can use that very same energy and use it to hurt somebody. Energy is just energy. It doesn't care how we use it. It's my intention that makes it what it is. So if I'm intending to hurt somebody, I can hurt them. I can make them gain weight. I can make their dog die. I can make them have a wreck in their car. You know, I can do all of that if I want to. It's all intention.
So I know you teach a lot about psychic protection, and you have a book on your website about it,
right,
which is really comprehensive. It's more like a master class than a book.
Right, it is. It's definitely.
Yeah, and so, you know, so being more conscious and aware of who you're around and your energy field, you know, it is important, I think, to be aware that this stuff can happen, not to be in fear at all. But
the best curse I can put on somebody is to tell them, I'm going to put a curse on you. I don't have to do a thing. Their fear does it for me. Fear, the fear is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, fear is what feeds all the negativity.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are becoming more aware of that. And
so
if people do feel fear, and they or they do feel they're, you know, have something is not right, they can contact you for a soul retrieval. But I know you also do a lot of shamanic and other work with people who have, you know, some other type of issues.
Right.
And Claudia, you're such a gift to us because you will go where a lot of people won't go. You know, a lot of people are like, love and light, I don't see any darkness. And the fact of the matter is there is that element on this earth plane and in other dimensions, and we should be educated.
That's right. And we should learn to protect ourselves. And that's the reason I wrote the protection manual. And on my website, there is a free lesson in building a psychic shield. That information is the most important information a person needs. And that information I give for free. The information in the manual is things that you can do to protect yourself while you're learning to build the shield.
Well, I have the manual and I love it. I highly recommend it. There's more information in that manual than I've learned in months of classes.
Right. So many of, you know, I was reading a lot of the books on psychic protection, getting ready to write that book to see what was in them. There's no good usable information out there in most books. It just really shocked me that people did not have the knowledge about psychic protection that they need.
Well, you know, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to have to do another show very soon. And if you want to subscribe to Claudia's daily energy reports, you can do that as well at her website and find out more about her psychic protection and soul retrieval at askclaudia.com. Claudia, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Christina. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, it's been great, and I hope you, the audience, learned a lot and are looking at things in a different way and have a little empowerment. And Claudia gave you some tools on how to get through the holidays. And
there's a lot of free information on my website to help with anything.
There you go. So you can. I love free gifts.
Yes.
And I always ask if people have free gifts that are on the show, because you guys took time out of your schedule to listen to this show, and Claudia and I are very appreciative and take advantage of Claudia's free gifts on our website. So we are out of time. Thank you all for listening. Please connect with us on Facebook. You can always subscribe to our iTunes free podcast or on Stitcher. And all of us from Reach for It Radio, say thanks and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach for It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.